Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a joke here from Judy Warren in Lake Zurich, Shell in Aurora, Ed Brown Sr. in Homewood. Ken Coulter sent us a joke from Elmwood, and Julie Stern from WGN Radio sent one too. Hi, Jules. Alan Gerstner from Henderson, Nevada. Thank you, sir. Ed from Lyle, proud owner of coveted WGN Speed Jokes coffee mug, sent us one. Gary Clark did, and Pat, who's all that in Waukegan. And Father Ron in Peru says, may you and your family have a blessed Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for. Diane in Limburg, Germany, sent us some cheese jokes. Paul, dreaming big dreams in Dixon, writes, what's the difference between a $400,000 Lamborghini and a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug? His answer is none. I will never see either. Eileen Corcoran writes, I'm getting ready to become a snowbird in the state of Alabama. But I love speed jokes. They're the best part of my morning. We are grateful we can stream WGN. This is my first time sending in a joke. Here is my joke. My family told me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, and I told them I couldn't quit cold turkey. We also got this note. Hey, John Williams, my husband and I watched a Hallmark movie backwards. A woman in an ugly sweater dumps her loser boyfriend, a small town guy, to pursue a law career in New York City, where she lives happily ever after, wearing cute skirts and amazing shoes.
Hey, John, can you make cheese without milk?
No way. Way.
Got it.
I think that's better in print. What's brown, hairy, and wears sunglasses? That's a coconut on vacation. What kind of pants, Dave, were worn by fashionable skunks in the 70s? That would be smell bottoms. I've got more skunk jokes here. Three skunks are walking down a street together when they come to an intersection, and skunk number one says,
my instincts tell me to go left.
Skunk number two says,
my instincts tell me to go right.
Skunk number three says,
hey, my end stinks too.
Why did the blind miner fall in a hole? He couldn't see that well. Here's a holiday cooking tip number 3247. How do you stop Canadian bacon from curling in the frying pan? You take away those little brooms they have. I went to see a urologist yesterday, and on the bottom of the appointment card, it had the doctor's pronouns, we. Deb and Tom Biaggi write, the following really happened at our house. Oh no, Dave, I just used a glue stick on my lips thinking it was lip balm.
Well, clearly it didn't work.
Somebody's really done that? They got one of those little Elmer's glue sticks and they're rubbing it on their lips? I don't think this is working. Hey everyone, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Just a reminder, don't forget to set your scale back 10 pounds this week.